Joining me now to discuss the bankruptcy bill and its implications are Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who wrote the legislation, and bankruptcy lawyer Mark Zuckerberg, who opposes it. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Senator Grassley, let's start with you. We heard you say in Steve Inskeep's report just now that the law needs changing to protect small business people in your state. But aren't the biggest benefactors, in fact, the large banks who issue credit cards?
Well, this legislation started in the late 80s, early 90s, when I heard an awful lot of complaints from the grassroots of my state from small business people who were irritated because some of their customers would not pay their bills, get bankruptcy, and then maybe a little while later, you know, a month or two, the same person be seen driving a new car. And there's just an awful lot of resentment in small-town America towards those who don't take the personal responsibility of paying their bills. When it comes to the credit card companies, we try to balance this legislation to make sure that there is some consumer protection in it. Not enough to satisfy some, but an awful lot of effort to educate the credit card holder about how long it will take to pay off if you just make the minimum payment so you aren't sucked for that high interest rate for a long period of time. There's efforts to protect the farmer through Chapter 12 bankruptcy. There's efforts to educate the consumer through credit counseling so that they won't get into that situation again.
Mr. Zuckerberg, how do you respond to Senator Grassley's argument there?
I think he has some valid concerns, and I don't disagree with him. One of the biggest provisions of this new bill is if people have the ability to pay, they should not be able to just wipe their bills away, that they should try a Chapter 13 bankruptcy and try and repay their debt. And I agree with that. If people do have the ability to pay, they should. But I've been doing this for 15 years. I see thousands of people a year, and I just don't see an abuse of the system going on. I've often wondered who goes through more Kleenexes, whether it's an allergist or my office. I'd say almost all of the people that come into my office are all ashamed, nobody wants to be there, and they've all made good faith efforts to try and repay their bills. You know, bankruptcy is the social safety net of America. It's the last straw for people who have no other place to turn.
Yeah, well, one of the principles of this legislation is that anybody who is entitled to a fresh start through going into debt, through no fault of their own, death, divorce, natural disaster, etc., ought to have an opportunity for a fresh start, and we try to make as clear as we can a very bright line between those who ought to go into Chapter 7, which means that they would get a fresh start, and those who would go into Chapter 13 and would have to pay some of their debt. Basically, we're saying that you're no longer going to get off scot-free if you've got the ability to pay some of your debt.
Mr. Zuckerberg, as a bankruptcy lawyer, what do you say to the argument that people who file for bankruptcy to avoid paying credit card bills are placing an unfair burden on the people who do pay their bills?
I just don't see it. This whole thing has been poised that it's the abuse of the charge card system. If you ask you or any of your listeners, how many charge card solicitations have you received just in the past week? In 1997, the charge card industry sent out 3 billion solicitations to try and get people to take charge cards. I just don't see an abuse in with the people that walk into my office. The people that come into my office come in for 3 main reasons. They come in because of divorce, where they were barely able to maintain one household on 2 incomes. Now you split up the household, you have 2 households to maintain, and there's just not enough money to do it. The second reason people come in are medical bills. They either have poor insurance or no insurance. And the last reason people come in is because of loss of job, overtime, downsizing, or a complete layoff. I just don't see the abuse of the charge card system that the charge card industry has portrayed.
We try to balance as much as we could the interest of the consumer protection, as well as making sure that there was a reestablishment of personal responsibility. And there is irresponsible mailing out of credit cards by the credit card industry. But some of it is because we have a bankruptcy code that wasn't intended to make it easier to get into bankruptcy, but that's the way it kind of worked out, and we just need to do something about it. And this bill does it, and I think it does it in a very responsible way, a very balanced piece of legislation.
Thank you both very much. Charles Grassley is a Republican senator from Iowa and author of the Senate Bankruptcy Reform Bill that passed yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg is a bankruptcy attorney in Indianapolis.